Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The largest forest industry event in the state is on tap for September 20th and 21st in Lexington, the 30th annual Wood Expo. With a thumbnail sketch, one of the coordinators, Bob Bauer, executive director of the Forest Industries Association of Kentucky.
Well, number one, we have a lot of equipment and exhibits there with all types of sawmill, logging, and wood processing equipment, and then a lot of other people that provide services such as chainsaws and tires and anything you can imagine tied to the industry.
Obviously a draw for the commercial side, but he says there's plenty for the general audience to enjoy.
Lumberjack competitions with the students, and we also have some professional lumberjacks coming in to demonstrate all types of competitions from pole climbing to log rolling, and then on top of that, we have local loggers that compete in knuckle boom, loader contests, skidder contests, and a big log to guess the weight. So a lot of things for the general public to see and do.
It's a chance as well to educate the public on the industry's impact.
A lot of people don't realize it's a $10 billion industry here in the state, so it's a very important economic driver. And the best thing about it is it all revolves around a natural resource that's completely renewable and grows back.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Kentucky Forest Industries Association Executive Director Bob Bauer says the September 2021 Wood Expo will be held at Masterson Station Park in Lexington this year and should draw a real crowd.
Yeah, in the past, the show's been at a number of places throughout the state, and we always get a strong local attendance, not just to see some of this equipment and exhibits related to the industry, but especially related to the educational opportunities, not just from exhibitors, but as I mentioned, the University of Kentucky will be offering a lot of things.
One of those will be the third of three woodland owner short courses that UK holds each year to help landowners maximize the value of their property for wildlife habitat and for timber sales. Learn more about both events online at kywoodexpo.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.